Julie Wall, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been mighty busy this past year renovating your new space on Broadway, relocating your print shop and living space there, and watching the whole corridor explode in a frenzy of redevelopment activity. So let's start with the structure, and that's the historic Canton Laundry Building.
Mm-hmm.
How long had that been vacant?
People come in all the time and like to tell me what they remember on the block, which is great. And I think the Canton Laundry closed in the late 80s, I want to say. So it had been vacant from that time on up to the time where Arch purchased the buildings, I think about 5 years ago.
So what kind of refurb are we talking here?
A total gut job. It was, by the time I got the building, Arch had already made it into a structurally safe entity. So Arch purchased the building, the roof was caving in. There were minimal floorboards between levels, no stairway or a very rickety stairway from what I hear that then collapsed. Just deplorable. The back wall had been kind of torn off. The ivy was holding it together. And when they ripped the ivy off, all the bricks came down. So all of that had been repaired when I purchased the building, but there was no electrical, plumbing, HVAC. There was nothing in it. Just I could walk from floor to floor knowing I'm not going to fall through.
That is a good beginning. And how do you feel now about those subjects?
I feel like it was I knew it was a big project. It became larger and larger as things went on. I had a great time doing it, though, with friends and family. We really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it that afforded me to be able to do this project in the first place. But I don't want to do it again tomorrow. I would like to wait a little while before diving into another one.
Quite understandable. Since you do deal with presses, multiple presses and heavy presses, what did it take to make the building press-worthy?
You know, some of my presses are very heavy. One in particular, which is a Heidelberg windmill press. She's beautiful. Her name's Helga. She is 4,600 pounds. So
big
she's,
girl.
Yeah, she's a substantial girl. And so moving that, I owed my dad and friends and my uncles a big, big thank you. But she was heavy and she takes up very little floor space. So it's a lot of weight consolidated into one area. So luckily, Arch had redone some of the floor joists in the basement. So we knew kind of where we could put her and where we couldn't from the beginning. So having my structural engineer come out and double check, triple check, make sure nothing was going to happen. And even now, I sleep upstairs. You know, I live upstairs. And I think if I hear a really, really, really loud crash, I'm just not even going to go down there. It means she fell through and I'm not going to deal with it.
We'll hope that you don't.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's to be sure. So what kind of an expansion did this move to Broadway afford you?
My old space, which was in Lakeside neighborhood, was about 600 square feet total. So this is much larger. It's over double the size that I have square footage. So I was able to get more of my presses out and we'll hopefully have those up and running very soon here. Just being able to kind of spread my arms out and walk in a circle and not touch anything is wonderful.
What about going upstairs
to
go home?
Upstairs. So yeah, the live workspace is an idea that I grew up with. My family owns the Roller Dome. And so my dad and his brothers and sisters, there were 12 of them, they lived behind the rink and worked in the front. So he thinks it's hilarious. You know, my grandpa would be laughing right now because I'm doing the same thing. So I kind of grew up knowing that was an option and an idea. And the more my lifestyle kind of started to form itself, the more I thought that that would work for me, which was one reason why that building was so desirable, because it has that dual purpose usage to it.
Well, in the meantime, with all of your refurb and moving in taking place, the whole corridor is enjoying an amazing growth spurt. What are you current business owners feeling from and about all of that?
There's a lot of excitement. I just went to a neighborhood meeting with a lot of the other local Broadway kind of people, business owners that were there. Greater Fort Wayne put it on and they brought the renderings and they wanted to talk about development, not just the GE campus, but the concert arena and Riverfront and GE and how those are all going to affect our area.
Mm.
So after seeing the drawings too, I mean, I think everybody really gets excited. There were some concerns from the residents about parking, kind of street parking. There's always parking problems in Fort Wayne, apparently. But as far as the business owners go, I could have cried. I was so ecstatic. And I just can't wait. I know right when they put that shovel in the ground, things are going to change very, very quickly.
That is great and all for the best.
I think so, too. I really do.
And in all fairness, they have been changing for the best, and that has been exciting for some time now, but this is just kickstarting it to a whole new level.
It is. You know, it's nice to see Broadway has been changing within the last couple of years on a local level, a local scale. You know, someone like me putting in X amount of dollars investment-wise and creating their own thing, Fancy and Staple, how she has kind of transformed that space, which was amazing. And that's one thing that's wonderful, but then to see a big developer come in and really dedicate the time and the money that it would take to fix something like the GE campus, that just makes my heart sing and just makes me so excited to see where that goes and, you know, helps validate maybe what I've been trying to do too on a much, much smaller scale. But I just feel really good about it.
The whole city does, and you have quite the perspective right there.
Yeah, you know, I think Broadway has just become this great creative corridor, starting at the Clyde with music and moving on up to even Trouble Brewing with a brewmaster and coming up to the Brass Rail, who's always had great music, and Fancy and Staple with her cute little boutique, and Terry Ratliff with his art. And even on my block, Bill Lupkin has been there with his glass shop for a while. He's been holding down the block on his own for a long time. And he's been such a great neighbor. It's really exciting to see all of these fun, creative little places popping up. And, you know, creativity is such a broad word, and it seems to have a little bit of everything for each aspect.
Now that all of this is happening, even though you're one of the newest kids on the block, is there an increase in solidarity among business owners, you think?
I really think so. From the day I got the keys to the building and started cleaning and doing all these construction type things, I met everyone within 3 days, which was wonderful. Everyone was so welcoming and so excited. And with that, you know, I think our little 2-3 block area has become very close knit. So we're planning an art crawl, which is called Art on Broadway, and it's going to be March 25th. It encompasses 2 blocks of Broadway, mine and the block south of me. So Terry Ratliff, Fancy and Staple, Alex Hall will have her work available coming up to me, and then Bill Lupkin's son, who's a painter, will have work available as well. So there are 5 of us that have really kind of come together very quickly, and I think that could be something that could grow even further down Broadway, because Broadway just seems, like I said, so welcoming and so accepting of new people, and as long as you're succeeding up the block, that's helping me succeed down the block. So that's a really nice community feeling to have.
Indeed, and I'm glad that it has hit you so strongly, and there is only going to get stronger.
I hope so.
All of this development happens, that's for sure. Okay, the city is looking forward to another fine Broadway stroll this summer, and that's a big arts celebration that just started last year.
Mm-hmm.
What new things can they expect to wow them this year?
You know, I think with this Broadway art crawl that we're doing just in March, that's just a couple of businesses together, I think that's something we want to develop further, maybe into a quarterly type of event. That's kind of my dream for something on Broadway. I'd love to see that happen. But also, you know, there are some exciting things in this neighborhood meeting that I just attended. The building on the end of my block is slated for a coffee shop, and hopefully the construction will be starting on that within the next couple months. So that's exciting. I will be spending too much money there, I'm sure. Next door, right next door to me too, they're doing construction, renovating that space too, which will be available, I think, for rent through Arch for both business and residential. So somebody else will be new. I won't be the new kid on the block soon, I guess is what I'm saying. Yeah, so I'm very excited to see this summer what happens and who's added to the neighborhood, especially when they begin digging on the GE campus. I think things are just going to explode. So I can't wait to see what happens.
None of us can, but we will. Mm-hmm. It won't be long. And as you're becoming firmly established in the neighborhood, what is the most exciting part of being smack dab in the middle of this emerging and incredibly vibrant cultural landscape?
You know, I think Broadway is such a perfect place to be because it's right on the cusp of West Central neighborhood, but then it still has such a strong commercial tie to downtown. I really love that. And that's the live workspace works so well on Broadway because of that. The City Flats, which are across from Parkview Field, they started moving in last week. I saw moving trucks there and I'm like, oh my God, more neighbors. So it's just really exciting to see all of the people that are out walking around downtown. And I couldn't have imagined that all of these development projects would be happening right now when I first started looking at the building to purchase it. You know, they all seemed like such pipe dreams. And I'm shocked that they're all happening within the same time frame. And I hope that that it continues. So I do think that these larger projects help spark ideas on a smaller scale as well. And we need to remember that we need small local people too, so that we keep our cultural flair that we have, that is us, that is Fort Wayne. And I think that this will help give people that idea that this is a feasible thing to do.
Julie Wall is the owner of The Hedge, now located in the historic Canton Laundry Building on Broadway. Julie, thanks for taking time away from your presses to talk with us today, and good luck on your journey.
Thank you for having me, Julia. It was great.